Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connection soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, everybody, and I'm so glad you joined us today. Hollywood Connections, you know, we open the door of opportunity to help you get connected in show business, and wow, what a show today. We're going to have a film director, we're going to have a TV network, we're going to have a singer that's amazing, John Denver Covers. We even have a producer and an actor that has, oh my gosh, he's looking for casting for plays right now. You could be in it. And so much more. Stay tuned. Don't go away. In the meantime, if you missed this show and you want to watch it again, go to TAM Talk Radio Network on YouTube, and you can see the show again and on my Facebook. And I want to tell everybody, I'm so excited that I have two new websites that are out. SunkissCharters.com will be ready in July, and also, oh my gosh, you want to take a cruise with us in the Gulf of Mexico? It's going to be amazing. Sunsets, and we saw a big flapping turtle the other day. And also DrHollywoodConnections.com. DrHollywoodConnections.com. We have talent, we have castings, we have producers, we have so much on my new website. If you're an author, and I just have to give a shout out real quick, we have Philip Vega, Carol Purry, Perry, we have Tim McGee, Rita Moreno, we have so many authors. If you're looking for a good book, we have talent up there. You can be a part, and we're having a big talent show coming up pretty soon, so you can call 727-871-7788, of course, after the show with our production number. So let me introduce, we have Lisa V is back.
Hi,
in the studio.
Yes, hello.
So we have to start out, you've been a beauty queen reporter with me, and you've met so many celebrities, and we do have
I do. And two that I'm very, very proud of is Kim Coates from Bad Blood and Sons of Anarchy, and also William Fichtner from Armageddon and Mom. And Chrissy, it was the first time I went out as a beauty queen reporter, and I was so starstruck that we didn't record us talking, and we got kisses from Kim Coates, and we were sitting there talking, and oh, you smell good, you look good, let's get out of here. I was like, I gotta go to church. It was just like, we had so much fun. Everybody's like, wait a minute, you told a celebrity you couldn't go party? No, God knows that wasn't from him. God said, excuse me, I'm not having you out till 8 in the morning with a celebrity. Are you kidding
me? Well, Lisa's single, so we should have a dating show.
Yeah, we tried. That, remember, and I don't mean to say this, two of the guys, that's just a... Remember, moms went in the hospital. Legitimately, they're taking selfies. When I swear, I'm like, oh, wow, I'm definitely supposed to be single for sure. But a lot happened thanks to you.
Thank you.
Beauty Queen Reporting.
And you have a special segment under Hollywood Connections coming up.
I do.
Tell us about it.
Next Friday, 5 to 6, it's called Getting Ripped with Lisa V. And I have Global Bodybuilding Organization's Florida Director Dan's going to be here. I've got some other guests, and I'm hoping to have a, if I can, if it's the time, then God will make it happen, but a 1976 Mr. Olympia, I'm hoping he'll call in, because he actually responded to me twice on Messenger,
nice.
And I'm like, wow, he was my idol. Like, I'm little, and my dad's got muscle and fitness, and I didn't understand why. I'm like, wow, that man's amazing, and now here I am. 45 years later, chatting with somebody that I was
that's amazing
with his physique and just, you know, what he did. And he's Egyptian, so he's from Egypt, and that makes it even more like, wow.
So your show under Hollywood Connections,
yes,
is going to be on the
Friday from 5 to 6 p.m.
The date?
The 17th. Hold on.
18th, I think it
18th,
is.
18th, thank you. Sorry. Thank you so much. That's why we have you, Tommy, and we
yes,
love you.
Tommy's picture will be up on the website,
yes,
under drhollywoodconnections.com.
Yes. Yes.
And real quick, we have to go to two quick commercials. One is to be a beauty queen reporter, Tommy. And the other one is we got to give a shout out to our dear friend, Joy on Paper. And we're going to run that commercial. We'll be right back with Lisa V and a film director coming up. So Lisa's going to stick with us because we have a VIP guest. We have a VIP guest in the house. We'll be right back.
How many of you listening today yearn to write stories, poems, or novels? Each of you has a story to tell, or knows of a story that others would love to read if only you could put the words on a page. The many writers' clubs in the Bay Area understand this urge and would welcome any new writer to learn with them. So go ahead and take the first step to becoming a well-known author. Sponsored by the Pinellas Writers Club.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hollywood Connections introduces an award-winning author. Let me introduce to you...
Philip Vega. Hi, this is Philip Vega, award-winning novelist of Last Exit to Montauk, The Captain and the Queen, and Searching for Sarah. You can find my novels at philipvega.com, also thewordverb.com, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever books are sold.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music and enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Everybody, I'm Madeline.
And I'm Ellen.
And we're here from the Madeline and Mommy Show. We would like to invite you all to be part of our team. You can find us on YouTube, IMDb, Blog Talk Radio, and all social media platforms under Madeline and Mommy Show, Mad Fashion Shows, and USA Lifetime Star Reporters. Send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com to find out how to get involved or how to get your discounted radio ad here on Town Talk Radio and five other stations.
Thank you all so much for your
continued support.
God bless.
This is the Town Talk Radio Network.
And I have a Beauty Queen special if you would like your child or teen. Next week, we have a super special. I have some amazing kids coming in to try out to be a Beauty Queen reporter to represent their city, state, or country, and they could have their own half-hour show, and you can do, actually, with your children on Hollywood Connections. So please go to drhollywoodconnections.com and get connected. And I just want to shout out real quick, because we have so many amazing people. Deanne Allen, Elaine, Ron Winders, Faith Lynn Dickerson, Madeline Patrick, Ellen Patrick, Sarah Radu, Rose Bryant, Renee Leone, just to name a few. Rick Castell is up on my website, and he's right to my right. You're going to get him on in about 20 minutes here. And Lisa, you have some more things to talk about.
I do. I have like a lot coming up. All I want to say is I need to literally, I got involved in a car accident. It was not my fault. February 12th, I was driving to pick up some friends, and I'm in a two-seater. Kia, which was amazing car. It saved me literally. But I was involved in a car accident. It was my second time in my entire life. Didn't know what to do. Called a friend of mine, supposed to go, you know, she's my hairdresser and friend, and she said, I said, look, I can't come tomorrow, I have no car, I don't know what to do, I'm on, in an ambulance on my way to the hospital. And she said, call my attorney. And I text, like, hey, this, and I mean, called me immediately. I didn't know what to do, you know, I'm crying because, you know, I'm obviously hurt, but the one thing where God took a negative and made it to a positive, it found out that I had an underlying medical condition that still needed to be operated on, and they told me everything was fine in October. So this accident, because of a scan, showed me things that I hadn't been aware of. So because of that, I've literally been home, off of my foot, literally doing what I'm supposed to, which is doing my book, concentrating on me and my health and everything. And, you know, thanks to Calvin and his amazing knowledge of the system, you know, my case was done and settled, and I had surgery, and now hopefully my foot will eventually be good as new. But like I said, somebody who made me feel that they really cared, you know, I've heard horror stories of the attorneys got more than the client, you know, and then that didn't happen here. So anybody out there who needs an attorney, I suggest Calvin Robinson, and he's located at 2650 First Avenue North, St. Pete. Phone number 813-465-8795. And also Enterprise Rent a Car, the gentleman at 3400 Fifth Avenue South. They're my boys. I make a joke. Dyson, Dre, and Anthony, when I say they've had issues to the point where, you know, people didn't know the circumstance and the car rental, and computers weren't linking up, and I almost like had the police called because I didn't return a car, and they fixed it. But when I say this bad situation turned into the good, and now I'm able to go to Miami and go places I have not been before and live like I've never lived this month, and do what God wants me to do, which is write the book, concentrate on you, video it, and just show people that you're real, that I've saved you. You prayed for things that you wrote, like you said, you write your prayers down, and he answered them this last week. Like, it's crazy when you know that's it. Destiny's happening. You can't stop it.
We're going to play your commercials after we have a VIP guest on the line. David Hefner is on, calling from Los Angeles. David, are you there?
Hey, Dawn. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. You know, a lot of people have wrote me, and you're a producer. You've got, you know, David Hefner Investigates, and you're doing a movie, and you're looking for talent. We also are going to be putting that on the website of drhollywoodconnections.com. Those are free listings for any castings for anybody. And, you know, I'm getting a lot of emails with a lot of writers that have books. And my first question to you, David, is what do you do about writers that would like their book turned into a movie? Is that something that you do?
Well, Dawn, I'm not going to say no if it's an amazing book, if it's the topic that I'm supposed to be covering, then I'm open to it. Yeah. But normally, no, not unless it comes with some type of funding already in place. I normally wouldn't. But if people want to check out Last Evangelist and check out David Hefner TV and see the type of stuff that I'm doing, and if they've got a book that kind of goes down that road, then I'm I'm open to it.
That's really exciting. And also, you said you were looking for actors. What are you looking for your movie?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a series, so we're in episode 2 now. We just finished shooting episode 1. So every series, I'm looking for different actors. This one, I'm looking for a guy by the name of Paul Revere. He works at a junkyard, but he's a scientist. He gives me information about the Antichrist. Anywhere from, 30 years old to 60. And then I'm looking for a family that's living on the street eating out of garbage cans because they're Christians. They're not taking the mark of the beast. So this family, the mother would be probably around 35 years old, the father would be about 40, 45, and the daughter would be about 12, 13, 14 years old, something like that. But I would suggest, if you're interested, just everybody submit, because I'm always looking for all different types for different episodes. Plus, I'm shooting other stuff, too. So if they want to submit whatever they are, whoever they are, I'm open to that.
Fabulous. We're going to start playing some of your clips here very soon as well. I want to introduce to you two people that are here in the studio with us in a three. We also have Steve Rodman. He is a singer, a songwriter, has a band. Are you ever interested in cover bands? Or say hi to David.
Hi, David. It's great to hear your voice.
And tell what you do.
Talking to you too.
Yeah, so I'm a singer-songwriter, but I'm also a John Denver, Dan Fogelberg tribute artist. We do a lot of things in between there. I have amazing backing with my music, incredibly talented people, great friends that we travel around the country. We played in Aspen, Colorado, and Texas, California, all these places, and most of those were the cover shows, but John Denver, Dan Fogelberg. But anyway, yeah, on all kinds of things in between, you know.
Are you ever looking for bands or singers for your movies?
Well, not cover, but I'm looking for originals, you know, someone that can write a song. It's called a source music. Sounds like it comes over the radio, or maybe it's just a one-off, not necessarily score. But I'm always looking. You know, it has to fit. Again, if you go on the website, lastevangelist.com, you see it's kind of a CSI meets Book of Revelation, kind of a dark piece. It needs to fit that theme, you know.
And also we have an actor that's here, and Rick has been in the business. Rick, I want you to take the microphone and say hi to David. And tell him just real quick a little bit about your background as well.
Hi, David.
Hey, Rick.
Hi. I'm an actor. I started late in life, kind of, and after my career in sales. And I've kind of just spent most of the last 17 years developing my skills as an actor, mostly in local community theater. I've done some indie films and a couple of commercials, but for the most part, it's in local community, and I've done some dinner detective shows. Those were kind of a lot of fun.
So he has an amazing background. He's also going to be doing a play casting coming up. I'd like to send his headshot over as well. So you're being discovered for my contacts here. So I just wanted to introduce so you know who they are when they start to write you.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, David.
So I know we have a special VIP guest in the house as well, David. We're excited. And then tell everybody when you're on again that they can watch you live on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you can watch me live on Roku, Amazon, DavidHebner.tv, YouTube, and Facebook, and other platforms, Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Dusk.
Super cool. Yeah, I'm excited because I'm going to be sending my shows. We're kind of collaborating. That's why David's on mine. I'm going to be on his and the Roku channel. I just ordered a new Roku, so I'm excited to see that, David, and start watching your programs even more so than on Facebook and YouTube. And it's very exciting to have you here. And we were both up for an award for the best talk show host at the International Christian Film Festival and best talk show. So again, David, I was rooting for him. He was rooting for me. And it's been an amazing adventure just to meet you in person.
Oh, Dawn, I had the most brilliant time being with you, giving you a hug and finally meeting you in person there. And I just thank God for you.
And your branding is amazing. I mean, you have it to the T, the T-shirts, the hats, everything. So people can buy your branding off your website as well.
They can go to lastevangelist.com if they want to be an actor, if they want to be even a producer or whatever. We do it for what they call crowdfunding. That's how we're raising money for it. They can get T-shirts, mugs. Everything goes to make the TV series, so we don't have to bow to the studios. We can do whatever, you know, we want to do. So, yeah, lastevangelist.com.
Well, David, I'm going to do next week a little bit longer with you as well and play one of your show clips, you know, about so people know a little bit more about you as well. And I want to thank you so much for calling in today. We have a full house, definitely a full house today at Tan Talk Radio in Clearwater Beach. And I look forward to having you at the station when you're down here to visit us.
Awesome. Can't wait, Don. God bless you, all your listeners out there.
Thank you. 106.1 FM, 3 FM, 3 AM. We're live on YouTube on Tan Talk Radio Network, live on Facebook on Dawn Reese, and we have podcasts. Thank you, David, for calling in. I know we have about 5 minutes. We have to kick it in real quick. And we've got, I think our VIP guest is Mr. Jones. And then, Lisa, you're going to send over some stuff to David as well to make sure. Dave, Mr. Jones, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. So we're going to end this part of the half-hour show with your amazing music. And I actually have a VIP guest that's sitting outside all the way from Atlanta. I can't tell my other VIP guest who he is yet. And it's for him as well as you. And we're going to go play one of his music. You've got Mr. Jones. What song should we play?
We're going to play Jesus.
We're going to play Jesus. Hey, that would work with David Hefner. You guys met each other there, right?
That's right. I was in this first episode, and I'll probably be in the second episode.
Very cool. Very cool. So we'll be right back. We're going to switch a room guest, and then I know we have to end with Elisa's commercials after this as well. And stay on the phone. We'll be right back. Enjoy this music. And, you know, I had to cut that short because I just had a VIP guest come in from Atlanta, Georgia. And I want him to talk to you real quick and tell me the genres of music of what you do before I introduce him. Mr. Jones?
Oh, yeah, that's funky and pop and rock. You got a little jazz mixed in there.
Yeah, he's got Caribbean Calypso and everything. And so let me introduce to you, tell everybody who you are.
Devin Sawyer from Atlanta, Georgia, from VH2 Networks.
Yes, he's VH2 TV Network, and he is also a recording studio. He's also a record label, and I know that we're doing a big indie search for talent. Is that correct, around the United States?
Yes, ma'am, for Indie Live Shows, which is a live production company that does live theater shows for independent artists.
So there you go. I'm going to hook you up with him afterwards.
Hey, that's great. I appreciate it.
Super cool. And I need to call you, have you call in next week, because we're going to play another song, all right? We got a full house today, and I'm on like a time warp thing here. But if you can call in next week again, I would love it, Mr. Jones.
You betcha.
All right, sounds good. And give everybody your social media.
My social media, you can find me at MrMR.Jones, and that's a Facebook page. And also you can find other information off of that, too. Find out what's coming, and this, the album's going to be released hopefully within the next week. So
super cool. Yeah. It's super exciting for you. And we met at the International Christian Film Festival as well. And thank you, Mr. Jones. We'll have you on the air next week with another song.
Thanks, Dawn.
Awesome. Okay, and if you would like to be a beauty queen reporter, all ages, we even have them up to 80 years old, a lifetime reporters. We have Spanish reporters. We have actually tryouts next week. If you want to bring your daughter or your son, they don't have to be a beauty queen, of course. If it's a boy, they can be a reporter. Call 727-871-7788. This is up on YouTube on Tan Talk Radio Network. You can watch this again. And let's hit that commercial. We'll be right back with our VIP guest. We have an amazing man here as well. To my right, Rick Castell is here. We're going to talk about his work and what he does. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections. I am looking for the next beauty queen reporter or reporter. You can audition live on the air with me. Call 727-871-7788. You could represent your city, state, or country and have your own half-hour show with me at this station. All ages accepted. Get ready for memories and red carpet events. I'll see you at the station. And we're back. So Rick is here with me, and he is a multi-talent actor, producer, director, stage manager, has appeared in dozens of stage plays. Oh my gosh, so many, to Golden Pond. As a producer, you have, you're actually working on a play coming up, and you're in so many films, and do you have an agent?
I do not. No,
you don't have an agent?
No, never got an agent.
Do you know?
I started late in life, and I just never got around to it.
Do you know that we have a SAG agent under our show? I have all the non-exclusive paperwork out of Hollywood, Florida.
Can't wait to meet him.
I know. Or so her. I'm going to send that to you today as well. And then I work with another agency that's local here for actors, and he does a lot of work too. So we're excited about that. So tell us what you're looking for.
Well, right now I represent a company called SAGES, S-A-G-E-S. It's the Senior Actors Guild and Education Service. It's some plays written by a lady who's in her third career, and she has been to theater, and she notices that theater doesn't do seniors very well. So she started writing plays, which we now call plays with purpose. The two that we've been doing the last two or three years, the first one is called Denying Gravity. These are very, very funny plays. There's five or six scenes about falls prevention. And they're very funny, wrapped around a very serious message. At the end of the production that we do of Denying Gravity, we have the support of local fire rescue squads there. And we perform this all over the Tri-County area since 2018. Last year, we didn't get to do too much, but we've got show scheduled now for the fall and next.
So what, okay, stage acting is very different, of course, and yes. Producers, agents, and casting directors love directors and stage plays and actors like what you do. They take you more seriously. I've heard this over and over. What does somebody need to do to prepare themselves to audition for you?
Wow. All they need to do really is show up and have a desire to want to do it. We're casting people for both denying gravity, which is the one that we've been doing, and the one that we started this year is called phony baloney.
So, question, the divine gravity, is that like for older people that things like fall? Like,
yes.
I get the logistics of it.
That's one of the lines from the play. That's one of the lines from our play, yes. We show a woman who fell down, broke her arm. She's living in her villa. And she doesn't like it. She doesn't like being in the rehab unit. She checks herself out and goes home, puts her rug down for her cat, and falls again. Oh. She falls four times. And this, each one of these scenes is about some of the things that cause people to fall and how we can prevent them.
So God, I got one for you. We have the ice skating at Alberton, the ice arena commercial, yes. And we love to skate. So I used to be really, really good and used to do spins and jumps. And so I bought these new skates. Well, other ones I gave to my daughter-in-law because my foot must have changed in gravity. Anyways, I get on the ice and I go, oh my God, what am I going to do if I fall? Am I going to crawl to the side?
Every place that we produce this play in 2018 and 19, every place we produce the play, the local fire rescue squad have told us that the calls to 911 from people who fell and can't get up have gone down every time we perform the play. We've done it all over the area. The Coliseum in St. Pete, the Capitol Theater in Clearwater, all over the
city. I've never been. Have you been in a play, Lisa?
To a play?
Yeah, I mean, yourself. I love going to plays.
I've been one time with
my mom. We went to Phantom of the Opera in Orlando, and it was amazing.
I mean,
we
yourself, like in a play.
I was in Grease play in high school, but that's it.
Okay, you should audition.
But I would just right there. I fall and I can't get up right there. I just got to get a wig and I got it.
Looking for people to fill our roles. And the other play that we're also auditioning for at the same time is called Phony Baloney. And it's about telephone scams.
That's going to be good.
Everybody knows about that.
Not just old people.
Not just old people.
Even
you're right.
Country's got scammed. But,
yeah.
But seniors seem to be more vulnerable because they seem to be more trusting. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's the same idea. We have the support of the local sheriffs, law enforcement, wherever we do this. We don't have our own venue, so we're looking all the time for places where we can perform this.
You know, that might be a thought list. You know, there's a lot of 55 and over communities that have those clubhouses.
We have an executive director.
I'm in one. I can't tell you which one.
You'll tell me later.
You look at me like
You'll tell me later. So because we've been sending, our executive director has been sending video, DVDs of both of these plays to every senior living condition that you can find any place in the Tri-County area.
Wow.
We've been doing that.
Well, they have
a
big property, and I will tell you this. They're having a luau coming out with hula dancers and stuff. So we're finally opening up, you know. But so I have never gone to a function
tell
in
me
our
later
my place.
Who it is.
I will hook you up for sure. I need a DVD for that.
Right.
So
yes.
You can also see his information on drhollywoodconnections.com and make sure that you check out his castings, and we have an agent. We're going to have to get some updates on you as well.
Okay.
Super excited.
The auditions, can I tell when that is? Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Oh, wow.
At 4:30 at Cove K. There's a community there, the golf course community there, just on the 19 Service Road.
So how old do you have to be to audition?
You have to be breathing. We prefer seniors. The whole idea of SAGES is to encourage seniors. We like to cast seniors. We perform before seniors. And we don't charge anything for any of our performances. All free.
But people will ask me, is there a paying opportunity for them, or is it just
This is all volunteer.
Okay.
But the reward that you get, and then I can speak personally about being on stage and saying something and having the audience react. I've done some films, but being live on theater is where you hear the audience respond to what you're doing. there's just no better feeling than
So I have a huge question, because we're going to go into a special in about 5 minutes with our other VIP singer with our TV network, our label, and everything. He's going to comment on some amazing music you're going to hear in a minute. So real quick, okay, seniors, I've been in the pool today, and I've said, my name is Dawn, and blah, 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 and they say, okay, my name is Karen, and then she goes, but I won't remember your name. So if you're casting for seniors, and they don't memorize well, and they don't remember, how is that going to work?
Well, the truth is, the truth is that there are methods that I and other people can teach somebody who would like to do this.
Right.
The other thing that I do is this one-act play festival, which is in November in Tarpon Springs. And there I encourage people who have never acted but have thought they wanted to.
Awesome.
People say, oh, I can't memorize a whole script. It's 100 pages. But one-act plays are average 10, 12 pages. And I have several people that I know that have started out in these one-act plays festivals and have done other things in theater.
Wow. So, but I have to say, you have a great radio voice. I have an idea. Maybe you would want to work with me on this. Okay, so we have a few more minutes left. So I'm thinking, remember old-time radio where you'd turn in the car and then you didn't want to get out because little Jimmy's running into the house, you hear the door slam? I wanted to write like old-time comedy radio, okay. And I'm looking for someone to do it with on the air. And, you know, we'd have actors come in and read. And, you know, you wanted to wait till the next episode. The next one, like, oh, my God, just what happened? You remember that? Mm-hmm. You remember?
Remember Greg yes. Raven.
Yes.
With the
Greg.
Local,
yeah. Yes. I mean,
just like I watched the old Flash Gordon serial.
Yeah. But you know, this is like what we could call it. I don't know what we're going to call it yet, but I want something different. And people are driving down the road and they hear the noises. Tommy, we have all those noises, like the door squeaking, the car crash, the
and
whatever.
The funny, like,
that's the Foley artist.
You know. Exactly. He can do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sure, I'd be happy to talk.
Wouldn't that be fun to
that
do?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, and then we can get some sponsors. We can just do a whole hour of it.
We can have a lot
and
of
we get some sponsors on that. We have to actually go to a dear friend of mine, and she's going to be back on the show very soon. Can we go to Patsy's commercial if you're a writer, if you want to learn how to write a book, how to get out there? She is amazing in getting people out to the producers and, you know, the agents for the publishing world, and she's been in radio. I went to her house, and she's a library. I have to maybe take a book out and rent it, but I'll tell you, she's amazing. Let's go to her commercial. We'll be right back with our VIP guest. And thank you so much, Rick, for being here. Give everybody your social media.
Social media. Well, go to Sages, S-A-G-E-S, theater.org. And that's where you'll find most of it. I do have a Facebook page, Rick Castell, K-A-S-T-E-L. And I post there on things that I have upcoming.
Awesome. And we also have you on drhollywoodconnections.com. You can see this handsome man, Rick Castell, right there. You kind of look like Tony Bennett in a way, a little bit, mm-hmm. like a younger version. Like,
is,
you know,
is he that good?
No. Well, I'm Dawn Reese. We're going to come back with some music. Let's do some more Hollywood music, Tommy, and we're going to switch a room guest, and we're going to be back, and we're going to cut the YouTube clip off because we're doing a special with our VIP guest as well. And he is a tribute band to John Denver, and we're going to talk about some things, and we've got an amazing man next to me that's going to tell me what you're doing with your new TV network as well. And I'm excited that you're here, and we have to get you out sailing, Devin. Seriously, I'm so glad he's here. I've been waiting and waiting for this man. What perfect timing. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Patsy with a Z, inviting you to join me every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper, a program for writers and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Each week, I interview best-selling authors, agents, and people in the publishing world. It's fun to know the story behind the books we all love, so listen in to Joy on Paper every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 a.m. right here on Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. And are you ready to hear some amazing music, Devin?
Yes, I am.
I know. I'm so excited. So, Devin, tell everybody what you're looking for in the indie music land.
It's, you know, you just have to be a singer. A lot of times in the audition, we usually like to hear people live. And even when people are submitting their songs and things to us, they send MP3s. Those are great. But if they have live footage, that they can go to IndieLiveShows.com and go in and submit. We usually like to see footage of live performances.
Exciting. Well, we just actually are putting Steve on our website, drhollywoodconnections.com, with his music. We're going to be promoting him as well. And so, Steve, what song are we going to play first so Devin can hear it?
Let's play one that I wrote, Edge Town.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tommy's ready. We'll be right back. This is Hollywood Connections Special, and this clip is going up on drhollywoodconnections.com when we're done. Right. We'll be right back.
Well, I've been driving on the edge of town. City streets are fading fast on our love. I'm driving on the edge of town. Lights been my friend, green lights taking me away from you. Driving on the edge of town. Strong, but I can see fast approaching different scenery. I'm driving on the edge of town. Whoa. Of town, city streets are fading fast on our love. I'm driving on the edge of town. Rear mirror telling me can't go back to what once used to be. I'm out of town.
And that is Steve Rodman, and he is local here. And Steve, give everybody your social media.
Well, my website is steverodmanmusic.com, and then Steve Rodman Music on Facebook. Basically, that's about it.
And we're looking for promoters, and you're looking for work in the area as well and getting out there. So if anybody has those connections, that's what Hollywood Connections likes to connect Steve over to as well. That's why he's here. And this video clip will go up on drhollywoodconnections.com under his name and picture in his MP3s that we have
Sweet.
Up there.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So we have another song. What's a really good song they're driving, they want to dance to? Kind of...
Do we
like tap their toes while they're at the stop sign?
I don't think we have that, but actually, this is going to go just the opposite way. This album, I wrote everything on this album except for this one song, and because John Denver's done so much for me personally,
did you see that movie of John Denver?
Oh, yeah,
oh my
yeah.
God, that was amazing.
But I wanted to pay homage to him because we've played in Aspen, we've done full on John Denver shows that we get hired to do, but. This particular song, I wanted to pay homage to him and do a song on this album to him. And so it's written in the credits and all that. But this is, actually Michael Murphy wrote this song, but John just made it his own. And I wanted to do something that spoke to me in my childhood. Mm-hmm. I grew up, we call them the Bricks. I grew up in the projects, and that's where I come from. And
what state?
In Illinois.
Illinois,
Danville,
okay.
Illinois, yeah. Home of Dick Van Dyke, Jerry Van Dyke, Gene Hackman, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But anyway, the song made me cry the first day I heard it, the first time I heard John sing it, and I thought, it just reminds me so much of myself and my childhood. And so, yeah.
Well, I know it's 2:51. Let's play that music so you can enjoy. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like, yeah. Yes, at number 9, he said. Steve, number 9?
That's correct, yeah.
And if you'd like to book Steve Rodman, go to drhollywoodconnections.com after you hear this. We'll be right back.
Because he called. Because he called the earth his mother, they drove him out into the rain. Some people even said the boy from the country was insane because he spoke to the fish in the creek. He tried to tell him animals could speak. Who knows? Perhaps they do. How do you know they don't? Just because they've never spoken. Boy from the country left his home when he was young. Boy from the country he loved the sun. He tried to tell us that we should love the land. Turned our heads and laughed You see, we did not understand. Sometimes I think the boy from the country is the only one who sees. The boy from the country doesn't want to see the forest for the trees. Boy from the country left his home when he was young. Boy from the country the sun. Ooh.
And I know this show goes so super fast. It is 2:56. If you'd like to help, and you'd like to help us keep us on the air for a long time, I can go and do more shows. We are on PayPal under Dawn Reese Show. At yahoo.com, you can send that over. And also, we have Cash App, and we have Zelle. But anyways, we want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. And if you'd like to be discovered with our talent search coming up within the next 2 weeks, or you'd like to be a Beauty Queen reporter, we are super excited to have you. Please go to my main website, drhollywoodconnections.com. And anyways, we were just chatting here afterwards, Devin. So you are saying that there's some things that you might be able to help Steve out with festivals that are around with his music. And if you're looking for a cover band, you do weddings and other things too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I can see like a slow dance to that one, father-daughter dance and John Denver look-alike. That's really amazing. So, Devin, what are the upcoming things that you're doing? We have like about 3 minutes.
We before COVID-19, we had a 15-city tour with Indie Live Shows, which is live independent artists, top independent artists across the country. So now that the restrictions are lifting, we're getting our dates back from some of the locations like Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Raleigh, North Carolina. We're looking for a location here in Tampa that we can actually put onto that schedule too.
You know, there's a great place over on the Causeway. When we did something for a promoter, we actually sold out. Right. I couldn't even get a parking spot on the bridge because I promoted it for the last like month and a half. But there's an outside band shelter.
Right.
And I don't know if that's something you're looking for.
Yeah, we do amphitheaters as well too.
Amphitheaters. Yeah. Well, you know that I heard Clearwater is getting a 4,000 amphitheater down here, 4,000 seat coming up very soon in Clearwater.
But we would like to tell people if they're for the live portion of it, you have to be able to perform R&B, pop, neo soul, jazz, contemporary jazz, gospel, country, and if you fall in any of those genres of music, please just go to indieliveshows.com and go to contact us, put all your contact information, and send over your information.
Perfect. You know, we have the Capitol Theater right here. Have you seen that? We've had many shows. It's right, actually, when you leave here, it's on the corner, and the Capitol Theater has so many famous people. Do you know about the Capitol Theater?
I haven't been there, but I'm going to see Justin Lodge there here coming up in the fall.
Yeah. Hey, put Chrissy on real quick. We have about 2 minutes. Where's Chrissy? We have about Chrissy. Shout her in here for a second on your phone. I have a question to ask her. She's very into the Capitol Theater. She's been here forever, and this is just an ending. But I know we have 1 minute. But please tune in next week. And before we go, Chrissy, come here real quick. And we only have like 30 seconds. But tell us about the Capitol Theater here should check right here.
Fabulous.
Yes. And what groups have been there?
Gosh, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Aerosmith. There's been lots of them there.
Andrew Dice Clay has been there. I saw.
Bill Hemmer. There's a lot of
people.
There.
See, that might be a great place because it's right up the road.
Maybe I need to check it out before.
Yeah,
I'll check and see what their lineup is today. I'm not sure what it is, and usually, you know, we have
Yeah, and I want to thank Christy for being our marketing and everything what we're doing as well. And Tommy, you're going to be on our website, drhollywoodconnections.com. I'll put Christy's picture up there as well
Tommy
for helping
awesome
out.
Awesome producer.
I know. And Devin, thank you for coming all the way from Atlanta
you.
To you're be
welcome.
Here.
It's nice to meet
and
you.
And again, 727-871-7788 if you'd like to be on our talent show coming up. I need your music. Bye.
You win. You look adorable.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.